With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Mark Brown. Got any branches left over from last month's ice storm? The city of Windsor has signed off on another round of pickups. You can call 311 to schedule an appointment through Monday afternoon, with pickups starting Tuesday. Branches must be at least 3 inches in diameter. Meanwhile, the town of Essex is completing its pickups, with urban centers due to finish on Friday and rural areas by March 31st. The OPP say a 70-year-old man has been charged following a single-vehicle crash in Lakeshore. Officers responded to a call on Monday afternoon at County Road 22 and County Road 2 in Belle River. It was determined that the driver was under the influence, and he was arrested for driving while impaired and with over 80 milligrams of alcohol in blood. He's got an April 4th court date set up. Bird flu has been discovered in Chatham, Kent. The Canadian Food Inspection Agency says it was found on a poultry farm in the Charing Cross area 2 weeks ago. It's declared a primary control zone for the area bounded by Pinehurst Lane, Mole Road, Dillon Road, and Maynard Line. There was no immediate word on any illness. Service Canada says the backlog of passport applications has been completely cleared. The government says the time is back to pre-pandemic standards. In-person applications are being processed in 10 days, and those received by mail take around 20 days. There's also a new online tool so people can check the status of their application. A Liberal MP at the center of a probe into Chinese election interference in Canadian elections has spoken out. Toronto area MP Han Dong told reporters Tuesday he hasn't verified the allegations with the Prime Minister's office. A Global News investigation charged the Liberals with ignoring a 2019 inquiry on Dong, who is believed to be involved in a Chinese scheme to influence Canadian elections. Dong has denied those claims. The city of Windsor has offered itself as a potential pilot project site on liquor sales. Spirits Canada is looking to try hard liquor sales at grocery stores, and City Council has agreed to make Windsor available for any future demonstration. The city says it's ideal for such a project as the longtime home of Hiram Walker & Sons. The city is also beginning a makeover at a West End park Wednesday. Crews will begin building a new shade structure next to the current one near the Kimmy Lucier Memorial Playground. It will be made of steel and be 30 by 25 feet in size. All park equipment will be available for use during construction, including the accessible playground and ball fields. In sports, Moortown beat Essex 2-1 in Game 1 of their second-round Junior C hockey playoff series. In the NHL, the Maple Leafs lost to the Islanders 7-2, while the Red Wings beat St. Louis 3-2 in a shootout. In the NBA, the Pistons lost to Atlanta 129-107. And Japan beat Team USA in the World Baseball Classic Final Tuesday night in Miami 3-2. Mostly cloudy, breezy, and 11 with a chance of showers. Rain moving in Wednesday night down to 7. More showers Thursday, a high of 11 falling to 6. I'm Mark Brown. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.